Command number 96. Do not give way to anger. I say to you that everyone who is angry with his brother shall be liable to judgment. Matthew 5:22. Paul's famous statement in Ephesians 4:26, "Be angry, but do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your anger," is often used to excuse anger, so long as we don't let it go on too long. Nothing to worry about if we eventually get over it. Anger is normal, a natural human response. How stringent are we going to be? We can't condemn ourselves just for getting angry, as long as we don't let it fester into bitterness. Surely it's no sin to get angry. Isn't this what Paul says, that anger itself is no sin? This is the justification used by those whose outbursts make them feel better. "I needed to get it off my chest," they say. "Now I can forget it and move on. I just had to say what I felt and get my anger out." This dichotomy between the Lord's words and Paul's illustrates why the commands of Jesus must be the last word for the focus of our obedience. What can we conclude in this case but that Paul got it wrong? Jesus says that it is a sin to get angry with a brother, and that anger is liable to judgment. Anger that results in insult and rebuke, Jesus continues, is liable to the fires of hell. His words are plain. Anger is not to be taken lightly. Those who justify an outburst of temper as merely getting something off their chest need to think again. Temper is a sin. But this is the wonderful genius of Paul. Though he sometimes blunders, his wisdom in interpreting the gospel into daily life has few equals. So even though he errs in the first half of this passage, the second half contributes a beautiful practicality that shows us how to deal with anger. We need to read it as, "If you have sinned and become angry, do not let the sun go down on your anger." Rather than justifying our anger, we bring another of the commands to our aid: repent. The way to move on and to conquer bitterness and to be reconciled with your brother is not with an outburst of temper that is excused as normal, but through repentance. What role, then, in the life of the Christian is occupied by what we call righteous indignation, that form of truly justifiable anger that Jesus displayed toward the hypocrisy of the Pharisees? Is there an anger which we too occasionally ought to feel on behalf of God, on behalf of Jesus, on behalf of an individual who has been wronged, on behalf of truth? The answer, of course, is yes. The more deeply we share the heart pulse of God's own heart, the more will the injustices and wrongs of the world fill us with indignation at their causes and toward the selfishnesses and hypocrisies that perpetuate them. Feeling these things, however, we can never forget the Lord's repeated words, "Take heed to yourselves." The mirror is always our guide. We may indeed feel God's anger, but rare will be the occasions when we are called to act upon it. While we are yet in the flesh, we are not capable of completely extinguishing the stirrings of self. Righteous indignation, therefore, is mostly a prayerfully painful, felt response of the God-infused heart, not a vocal response from a Christian hothead. The following is an excerpt from George MacDonald's Unspoken Sermons 3rd Series, The Displeasure of Jesus. "There is a wrath of God, and there is a wrath of man that worketh not the righteousness of God. Anger may be as varied as the color of the rainbow. God's anger can be nothing but God-like, at one with his love, helpful, healing, restoring. There is the degraded human anger and the grand, noble, eternal anger. Our anger is in general degrading because it is, in general, impure. It is to me an especially glad thought that the Lord came so near us as to be angry with us. The more we think of Jesus being angry with us, the more we feel that we must get nearer and nearer to Him, get within the circle of His wrath, out of the sin that makes Him angry, and near to Him where sin cannot come. O Christ, let not our faults pass as if they were of no weight. Be angry with us, holy brother, wherein we are to blame. Where we do not understand, have patience with us, and open our eyes and give us strength to obey, until at length we are the children of the Father. Make us able to be angry and not sin, to be angry nor seek revenge the smallest, to be angry and full of forgiveness. We will not be content till our very anger is love. God, bring to my remembrance this day the command of Jesus not to be angry. Forgive me not only for the sin of my anger, but for justifying my anger by calling it anything less than sin. Thus, Heavenly Father, may I be an instrument in my small corner of the world for the ultimate salvation of mankind. Amen. From the Commands by Michael Phillips, read by Michael Kimball. More information on this and similar writings may be found at fatheroftheinklings.com. Visit Amazon to purchase The Commands and other books by Michael Phillips.